Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It is 5:59, just a tiny sprinkle left from last night's rain. I'll show you when that is out of here and when the sunshine breaks out today.
The man charged in the death of an 11-year-old girl at the Raleigh Christmas Parade is due in court today. What we're expecting is Landon Glass faces a judge. Plus,
an amazing person. She's authentic, you know, she's not going to just smile and not mean it.
Memorials and vigils for the victims of the Tennessee school shooting are growing as we learn more about the victims. Police are releasing more information about the shooter as well as they work to find a motive. A lot to tell you about on this Wednesday as we get you started here. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine here. A little light rain overnight is kicking out right now. Is that kind of a nice fall to sleep rain last night? Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. It's kicked off, though.
Yeah, good sleeping weather. Obviously, if you're up with us, though, you know, we got to get going out there. It's chilly, too. You're going to want to grab a jacket as you're heading out the door. But this is the last bit of rain. Southern part of Nash County, the eastern part of Wake County, and slipping down into Johnston County right now. Just a little bit of a light shower. Just one more little piece of a disturbance moving through. After that, we're looking at increasing sunshine, but we won't see a whole lot of that until right around lunchtime. You can see they're 11, 12, starting to see the clouds breaking up, and we'll see more sunshine through the afternoon. But our wind is coming out of the north northeast today, so that's going to keep our temperatures cool. We start to see a reversal to southerly tomorrow, and that will start to bring some warmth back in slowly. But you can see our wind coming out of the northeast at about 10 miles per hour. So bringing that chilly air in. It's 47 degrees right now. This is downtown Raleigh. You can see the streets are still on the wet side, but shouldn't be anything that would cause you any problems for your morning commute. We dropped to 41 in Roxborough and South Hill, still 50 in Fayetteville, looking at mid to upper 40s for most of us heading out the door. And those temperatures in some places are as much as 5 to 10 degrees colder than yesterday. And some spots not looking at quite the same difference. Looking at 52 by lunchtime, so it stays cool at lunchtime. Sunshine breaks out during the afternoon and highs will be in the low 60s. Our next best chance of rain comes in time for the weekend. And I'll walk you through the timeline coming up, Brian.
It is 6:02 right now. We're following a report of a crash out by the airport. This is on Airport Boulevard near I-40, just to the north of that I-40 interchange. Reportedly a crash with injuries. I just checked some of the sensor data in that area, and I'm not seeing any big delays right now, but it is something you want to keep in mind as you head up the ramp from I-40 onto Airport Boulevard. You could see some activity there. We're working to get some more details about that crash. Still looking okay around the rest of the triangle as we check those sensor readings. No trouble on 40 westbound coming in from Johnston County into Garner right now. And taking a look at Durham, both directions of I-885 are clear between I-40 and I-85.
Brian, thanks. This morning, the driver of the truck that hit and killed an 11-year-old girl during the Raleigh Christmas Parade is set to face a judge. This comes a week after Landon Glass was indicted on a charge of involuntary manslaughter. WRS Naya Harden is live outside the courthouse where Glass will be later today. Naya.
Yeah, this is what he's going to actually be here for that new charge, involuntary manslaughter. And this is a felony. Landon Glass also has some misdemeanors that he is also facing charges on. Death of by motor vehicle, reckless driving to endanger, and carrying a firearm at a parade. There's also failure to reduce speed and improper brakes. Glass was driving a pickup truck last November in the Raleigh Christmas Parade when it lost control before hitting 11-year-old Haley Brooks. WRAL will be at today's hearing. We'll have updates for you in our later newscast. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Police in Rocky Mount are searching this morning for a man who they consider to be armed and dangerous. Warrants are out for this man, Brendan Bryant, on several felony charges. Police say he's one of several people who fired shots during a fight outside a club on Northeast Main Street over the weekend. Officers say he shot a woman several times. At last check, she was in the hospital in serious condition. Two others were hurt in the shootout that followed, and they were listed as stable in the hospital.
Memorials are growing in Nashville, Tennessee to honor the six victims of a deadly school shooting. 3 9-year-old students. We now have the pictures of Evelyn and Hallie, a substitute teacher, the school headmaster, as well as a custodian. The city of Nashville is holding a vigil tonight. Hundreds of people gathered yesterday to lay flowers and toys outside the Covenant School where the shooting happened Monday morning. This morning on Today, family and friends share stories about the headmaster, Catherine Kuntz.
such an amazing person. She's authentic, you know, she's not going to just smile and not mean it. You know, she was just an incredible, I could tell that she was incredibly smart, and I wanted my kids to be around that.
You can hear more from the family and friends of the victims ahead on Today. That starts at 7 this morning here on WRAL.
And Renee, we're also getting looks at the efforts made by police to take down the shooter. Body cam video released by police shows officers moving quickly and methodically through that school to find the shooter. They found 28-year-old Audrey Hale on the second floor, where they say Hale was reloading a weapon. Two officers shot, eliminating the threat. Police say Hale, who identified as transgender, was under doctor's supervision for an emotional disorder, but was still able to buy 7 guns legally. Hale's parents said they didn't know about the weapons. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, but authorities say Hale left behind a manifesto.
It could be another day of misery for drivers near the North Carolina coast as a big wildfire spreads. Take a look. The North Carolina Forest Service posted these images on Facebook last night showing the smoke from the so-called last resort fire in Terrell County. Officials say that smoke could lead to road closures as far away as Beaufort and Greenville. The fire has burned more than 5,200 acres. They say it's 45% contained, and investigators say it started after a debris burn jumped containment lines. There have been no injuries so far.
The grand jury weighing a potential indictment against former President Donald Trump will not hear the case again this week. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg was surrounded by security when he arrived at his office yesterday. He's in charge of presenting evidence to the grand jury on Trump's alleged role in a hush money payment scheme to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Trump has lashed out at Bragg, who has received death threats. It's not clear why the jury is not meeting for the rest of the week or what that means for a potential indictment.
The rules for buying a handgun in North Carolina could be about to change. The state house is set to vote today on overriding a veto from Governor Cooper. That veto blocked a Republican-sponsored bill to make getting a handgun permit easier. It would end the rule for a local sheriff to sign off on any permit. The state Senate already voted to override the governor's veto. Republicans in the House need one Democrat to side with them to do the same and make the bill law.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center this morning, China is threatening retaliation if Taiwan's president meets with U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. That's Tsai Ing-wen. She is Taiwan's president. They are warning of resolute countermeasures. They are scheduled to meet next week in Los Angeles. Now, in the past, then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan back in 2022, and Beijing launched missiles over the area as a result of that. But Tsai is saying this morning, she said this is a chance to show Taiwan's commitment to democratic values on the world stage. She is scheduled to fly through New York tomorrow. She's heading to Guatemala and Belize before she will head to Los Angeles next week on April 5th. The U.S. stops are the most closely watched and highly anticipated of her trip.
New video from France shows clashes between police and demonstrators as protests over pension reform escalate. Police used tear gas on protesters in Toulouse and other cities yesterday. There are also reports of protesters starting fires and throwing rocks and bottles at police officers. Nearly 750,000 people are estimated to have been involved in protests yesterday alone.
4 Durham City Council members are condemning one of their own. They say Deidreana Freeman was wrong to blame the city attorney for an outburst captured on camera. You can hear Freeman there as she yelled at the city's mayor pro tem last week. Freeman said the city attorney set her off after accusing another council member, Monique Holsey-Hyman, of extortion. Freeman's fellow council member sent a letter defending the city attorney. It was signed by everyone except Holsey-Hyman and the mayor. Holsey-Hyman is under investigation for extortion.
An effort to force North Carolina sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration agents is advancing quickly. The state house just passed the bill, sending it to the Senate, where it's also expected to pass. Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed similar bills before, but Republicans think they can override a veto this time. The question at the heart of this is whether immigration agents can force sheriffs to keep people in jail who would otherwise be released.
Time after time, we've seen the tragic results. Folks go out after getting out, even though ICE had a detainer request against them, and commit additional crimes.
Let's let other elected officials do their jobs in their communities in the way they see fit. And if people in that community don't like the way they're doing their job, they can do the same thing that they do to us. Vote us right back out of office.
Opponents say the bill would also lead to racial profiling.
You can donate blood today in Cary. The Blood Connection is partnering with Hydrate Medical Cary Clinic for a blood drive. It runs from 11 to 4 at Hydrate Medical on Renaissance Park Place. Everyone who donates will receive a scratch-off card with a $10 prize.
Local faith leaders are coming together to fight back against anti-Semitism. The effort, they say, is necessary as the number of hateful acts is rising.
And California is getting buried by even more snow. The major impact of this latest atmospheric river to hit the state.
We had a little bit of rain overnight last night that is moving out quickly. It is cloudy this morning. Temperatures are going to be cool today. Our next best chance of rain comes, wouldn't you know it, just in time for the weekend. We're going to walk through the timeline and try to help you plan around it coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It was a rainy night, so we start with dual Doppler 5000 radar. We have this very interesting little bitty disturbance that's continuing to bring some light showers, moving out of Wake County down here into Johnston County, into Wilson County as well, but it's not producing much rain, and that's really the only thing left. We will see clearing skies as we head into the afternoon. Right now, we're looking at some damp streets. In Fayetteville, it is 50 degrees, 47 in Durham, and 49 degrees in Rocky Mount, but the wet streets shouldn't cause you any real problems heading out the door. You don't need to grab a raincoat, but you might want a jacket. Our temperatures are chilly. We're looking at 40s for the morning commute, and for the evening commute, we do climb up into the low 60s, and by that point, we should see some sunshine, but I'm tracking more rain for parts of the weekend. I'll show you coming up. Brian?
Weather and traffic every 10 minutes here at 614. Getting some new information about this crash near RDU International. It's on Airport Boulevard at Pleasant Grove Church Road. That is the intersection just north of the I-40 interchange. There are some delays showing up on the sensors there, so you do want to keep that in mind if you use Airport Boulevard trying to get to RDU. We're not talking about big delays, nothing that should prompt you to change your alternate routes to get into the airport. Just something to keep in mind there on Airport Boulevard. Major approaches into Durham, all clear at the moment. No trouble on 40 eastbound coming in from Chapel Hill toward 885. Jeff?
Thanks, Brian. A man wanted for murder in South Carolina is now in custody here in North Carolina. Deputies found Robert Peoples Jr. in Zebulon. He is charged in a case out of Lee County, South Carolina. Peoples is being held in Franklin County Jail without bond as he awaits extradition.
Faith leaders from across our area are calling for a group effort to fight anti-Semitism. A panel of experts spoke before a crowd of more than 100 at St. Joseph's AME Church in Durham last night. Speakers included nationally recognized professors of law and theology from Duke and UNC. They say it takes a community effort to address what recent studies show is a historic rise in anti-Semitic encounters.
We have a responsibility in that moment to condemn it, to stand up to it, and make clear that we don't share that.
The Anti-Defamation League says the number of anti-Semitic incidents in North Carolina nearly doubled between 2021 and last year.
An Alabama police officer is dead and another is in critical condition after being shot while responding to a call. Authorities in Huntsville say someone shot the officers as they were investigating a shots fired call at an apartment complex. Another person was also hurt in the shooting. The suspected shooter then barricaded himself into an apartment. Police were able to arrest him without further incident. He's facing a charge of capital murder of a law enforcement officer.
The Senate is set to vote today on a bill that would revoke measures that greenlight military authorization in Iraq. The two measures have been in place since 1991 and 2002, authorizing presidents to use force in Iraq. Lawmakers in both parties are increasingly seeking to take back congressional powers over U.S. military strikes and deployments. This vote is not expected to affect any current troop deployments.
Tonight, you can hear more about and hear from the women who have helped shape our community's history. Durham is hosting its 20th annual Women's Forum in honor of National Women's History Month. A panel of influential women will share their experience and how to create positive change. The forum will be live streamed on Durham's social media pages. It runs from 6 to 7:30 tonight.
We'll find out more today about a new fiber optic cable designed specifically to improve internet access in rural areas. Governor Roy Cooper is joining U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo for the reveal. They'll be at the CommScope building in Catawba, right along I-40. Governor Cooper has said he wants to make rural broadband a priority. Today's announcement is at 9.
And in Northampton County, a company is expanding its fiber internet services. Roanoke Connect announced it will bring fiber connectivity to more than 4,000 homes. The company is encouraging customers to check in to see if they're eligible for this extended access.
Northern California is in the grips of another winter storm. Up to 3 feet of snow could fall in the Sierra Nevada mountains by the time the snow ends today. The same system also brought several more inches of rain to the central California coast. California has been hit with more than a dozen atmospheric rivers already this year. Almost like an assembly line of them, they haven't been able to catch a break. Meanwhile, we are drying out this morning after rain overnight is moving through. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with why it'll be a cooler day today.
Our wind is coming out of the north now after the system moved by that brought us the rain last night. So temperatures are going to be chilly today. But after today, our wind will shift back to southerly and it'll start to feel pretty nice, especially, say, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. However, we have rain in the forecast for late Friday and Saturday. So the temperature looks nice for Saturday as we climb into the low 80s, but we will have some rain and windy conditions. We're going to walk through that coming up over the next couple of minutes. Sunday behind that front looks nice. Temperatures will be in the 60s, but we'll see some sunshine. Goldsboro and Durham, as well as Apex and Chapel Hill, drying out nicely. Early this morning, we still had some wet streaks, but as we take a look at Chapel Hill from Top of the Hill Restaurant, you can see it's drying out nicely. Weather-wise, there shouldn't be much out there to cause you any problems. We do have this tiny little band of showers that continues to slip southward. I mean, you can see which way the wind is coming from, right? So Wilson County, Johnston County, seeing a quick little sprinkle. That should move out of here pretty quickly. After that, once we get to lunchtime, we start to see the clouds thinning out a little bit, and we'll see increasing sunshine through the afternoon. A little bit breezy, and that wind is coming out of the north, so it's going to be nippy. Definitely not shorts and t-shirts weather for the kids today. Low pressure system moving out, taking the rain with it, but low pressure systems have winds that rotate counterclockwise, so we are right in that northeasterly flow that's going to keep things cool. We look back to the west, the next system coming on shore here, being pushed on shore by the jet stream, otherwise being called the atmospheric river, bringing so much snow again to parts of the Sierra. That's the system that arrives here on Friday and Saturday in a completely different form, of course. But of course, across the Sierra, looking at another 3 to 4 feet of snow with this system as it's coming on shore. As this moves across the country, it'll be a severe weather threat for the Mississippi Valley and the upper Midwest, looking at the potential for tornadoes at the level 3 risk. We're not likely to see severe storms out of this. We may see the first bit of rain late on Friday. There's Friday at 5 o'clock with that rain just to our west, and it starts to creep in during the evening. The cold front comes in on Saturday. There's Saturday morning. So once we get into the middle of the day, we're likely to see some rain and some scattered thunderstorms. That rain may be heavy at times, but it does start to pull out around 4 to 5 p.m. And so folks who are headed out to Dreamville, once we get closer to sunset, you know, there's still plenty of music after that. That's when it'll be drier. And this high pressure system builds in for Sunday, bringing us plenty of sunshine, but temperatures will be cool. Here's a look at our rain chances for the weekend. It's 20% chance during the day Friday, and then a 40% chance overnight. We jump to 60% chance on Saturday. We may have to bump that up a little bit too as it gets closer. 81 Saturday, but windy. There are lots of tents set up at Dreamville, so that could be an issue. And then on Sunday, we're back to sunshine, quiet weather, but cooler. 68. Once we get past the weekend, our temperatures start to rebound again back to 80 degrees on Tuesday, Brian.
621 right now. Still have this crash out at Airport Boulevard near I-40. It's up at Pleasant Grove Church Road, that intersection, that first intersection just north of the I-40 interchange. Still seeing some delays in that area, but not very significant delays at this point. I'm also tracking building traffic on 40 westbound heading through Garner. We'll get an update on those drive times coming up in just a few minutes. Elizabeth has been pointing out those showers moving through Johnston County, and right now our current road conditions model indicates that we are seeing some wet roads in Johnston, Wilson, Franklin County, up toward Nash County as well. I want to zoom into Johnston County, show you a couple of traffic cameras there. One in Smithfield at 95 at 70, another at 95 at Pittman Road heading up toward Kinley, and it looks pretty wet out there, so you do need to slow down, give yourself some extra time.
Lawmakers want answers from Starbucks about how it treats employees who want to unionize.
The answer the company's CEO will need to give on Capitol Hill today. And how long will PNC Arena be called PNC Arena? We could learn more about that from the stadium's owners this morning.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
6:25 is the time on a Wednesday morning. Gwen Stefani has gone country.
Yeah, Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, she's been added to the official list of performers for this weekend's CMT Music Awards. Stefani, of course, is married to her co-star from The Voice, country singer Blake Shelton, and she's set to perform at the award show alongside country songstress Carly Pearce.
No doubt she will make that transition for one day anyway into that role. She's not the only first timer, though. Alanis Morissette will also perform in the show. Not known for country, right?
So some surprises
there. A lot of cross
genre. Yeah, crossovers.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Brady is enjoying his retirement. The NFL legend posted some photos yesterday of what he called his beach day with the crew. And the crew includes his three kids and former Patriots teammates Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski, along with fellow quarterback Blaine Gabbert.
So beach day with his crew, beach attire. You know, that whole, like, volleyball sand thing just gives me, like, the original Top Gun movie vibes right there. But it looks like he's doing pretty well. Glad he had a fun day.
Over that story. She won.
The Carolina Hurricanes will be looking to bounce back after a tough loss. The Canes couldn't get anything going last night at PNC Arena, falling 4-0 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They are still in first place in their division with 9 games left in the regular season. Their next game is in Detroit tomorrow night.
National Basketball Hall of Fame will soon have 6 new members. ESPN reports Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki, Pau Gasol, and Tony Parker are the 4 NBA players who will be added as part of the class of 2023. Also joining the Hall of Fame will be legendary coach Greg Popovich and longtime WNBA star Becky Hammon. A formal Hall of Fame announcement will happen during the NCAA basketball tournament's championship weekend.
The driver of the out-of-control pickup truck during the Raleigh Christmas Parade is going to be back in court today. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the new charge he is facing.
And last night's rain has moved out and roads are drying out nicely, as you can see live here in Lewisburg. It is going to clear as we get into the afternoon, but I'll show you why temperatures stay chilly today coming up.